Welcome to the Mental Toughness by Coach P podcast. Our podcast goal is to bring you information and inspiration on achieving your full potential. Our podcast comes out every week on Wednesday morning. Each episode focuses on developing the mental toughness to succeed in life, business, and athletics. We define mental toughness as the ability to move forward under pressure. We will discuss how to use the 5 P's to developing the mental toughness and help you prepare to find your dream job, establish lifelong goals, and develop the mental performance to succeed. I'm Coach P, Jim Pusateri, and I have 30-plus years of experience helping others develop their mental toughness so they can achieve everything they want in life. I have developed several startup companies from the ground up, along with being a business and physical education teacher and a head football coach at the high school here in Florida. I use all that experience to help others move forward towards success. My passion is to educate and inspire people to reach their full potential. So let's get this podcast episode started. Well, good morning to you out there. This is Coach P, Jim Pusateri, your host and expert source on how to establish the mental toughness to succeed, to gain that ability to be able to move forward under pressure. I thank you for downloading this most recent episode, which is episode number 1414 of Mental Toughness by Coach P. Comes out every Wednesday. You can get it wherever you download your podcast, or you can hit the link that's provided below. Today's topic of discussion, your routine determines your attitude. Yes, folks, most people have a negative attitude. That's because they say 80% of what comes into your mind each and every day is negative. So how do you defeat that? How do you have that positive attitude? I believe it's in your routine, and that's going to determine your attitude for the day. What is your routine when you wake up each morning? Is it negative or is it positive? Do you hit the snooze button, go back to sleep, hit the snooze button again, complain that, oh, I just can't believe I got to get up again? Folks, that means you're not going to do what you love to do. You're going to what I call a J-O-B, a job. It's really not motivating you. You just exist in that world. You haven't figured out what your passion is. You haven't made your passion your career. So you're not motivated. You've got to change your routine. That's going to determine your attitude. You've got to change the way you actually see things, folks. One, the biggest one is passion. Make it your career and never work a day in your life. Jump out of bed each day motivated to go do what you love to do and come home each night completely fulfilled because you just spent the day doing what you love to do. Folks, ask yourself these questions. What do I do in my free time? Write it all down. What do I enjoy the most out of each day? Write it all down. What do I look forward to each day? Write it all down. And then read all the things that you've written down. And somewhere in there lies your passion. The thing that really makes you tick. The thing that you would probably do for free or already are doing for free. You need to make that your career so you never work a day in your life. That's part of mastering the 3 phases of achievement: passion, goal setting, and mindset. Speaking of those 3, we offer 3 great master classes to help you master those areas of your life so you can achieve everything it is that you want to achieve. I'm going to take a short break right now because I want you to hear how you can master passion, goal setting, and mindset in your life. We'll be back in a moment. Are you looking to live an amazing life, a life full of motivation and fulfillment? Then you must master the 3 phases of achievement: passion, goal setting, and mindset. We've developed 3 great master classes so you can master those 8 areas of your life. The first one is Dream Job, Finding Your Life Passion. This self-improvement master class helps you find your passion or your purpose in life and shows you how to make it your career so you never have to work a day in your life. The second master class is Goal Setting. This self-improvement masterclass teaches you a step-by-step process on how to establish lifelong goals and master these 3 phases of achievement so you can achieve everything it is that you want in this world. And the third masterclass is on mindset, mental performance. This self-improvement masterclass develops your mental performance. It teaches you that mental toughness that's needed to succeed, that ability to be able to move forward under the pressures in life. Learn to control your thoughts, and you will control your life. You can now get all three of these great masterclasses for the price of two just by hitting that link in the show notes below. For additional information on each class, you can also hit the link in the show notes below or look us up over at our website, which is inspiringthem.com, inspiringthem.com. Remember now, get your great three masterclasses for the price of two today. Hey, Coach P here, Jim Pusateri, back at Inspirational University, the home of the Mental Toughness by Coach P podcast and the book, Mental Toughness by Coach P, which you can get over on Amazon, or there is a link in the show notes below. Today's topic of discussion, your routine determines your attitude. Well, folks, I say you've got to change the way you see things. Yes, 8 steps I created to change the way I see things. Journals. Write down everything that pops into your mind. Rewrite the statement if it's negative into a positive. Reread that positive statement 5 times in the day and implant it in your mind. That's how you begin to change your mindset. Reflection. You need to reflect each night before you go to bed. You need to schedule your day at night before you go to bed so you can wake up with that energy knowing that today's decided. You already know what you're going to do. There is no stress. You got to understand, what is your why? What are you doing each and every day? Why? What's your why? What do you want out of life? You got to change your environment. If you're in a negative environment, folks, you got to work to change that. You become like the 5 people you spend the most time with. You need to change it if it's a negative atmosphere. 6, self-improvement. You have to be a lifelong learner. You've got to get out of that comfort zone and continue to learn. No matter how old you are, no matter how young you are, you're always trying to learn something new each and every day. So you make yourself better each and every day. 1% better a day leads to great accomplishment and achievement. Change your belief systems, folks. Focus on the process, not the results. Yes, you have failed in life. But you're only a failure if you have quit. If you continue on trying to master that area of your life, you're not a failure. You're in the learning environment. It's a lesson to learn the opportunity to be able to exist. And 8, embrace the struggle. You know that only 13% of the people in this world learn from failure? The rest of them just shut down and quit and give up. How much are you willing to fail before you quit? I'm telling you, never quit, folks. Never quit. Your routine determines your attitude. Your routine is habits. Change your habits and you'll change your life. Habits are daily routines. You need to commit to them each and every day. Perform the habit for 30 to 45 days and it'll become an automatic response. You heard about the people who wake up to an alarm clock, but they wake up before the clock rings? Because it became a habit. They don't really need that alarm clock anymore. They're going to wake up at that time because they do it each and every day. It is a habit. Your routine, folks, determines your attitude. And attitude is everything. A plus B equals C. Attitude plus behavior is going to equal change in your life. Yes, when I'm asked how my day is going, I always respond, great or fantastic. And many people ask me, is it always great? Is it always fantastic? Don't you have a bad day? My response is, maybe some bad moments, but never a complete bad day. They always respond, how is that possible? I believe you determine your attitude or your move. It's how you respond to bad situations that determine if you're going to have a bad day. I never let a bad situation take control of my day or my mood. Your attitude is your own decision every day. I wake up and tell myself each and every morning, today is going to be a great day. And heck, in my mind, it already is because I woke up. I tell my students that your greatest enemy in this life is your own mind. You have to be able to control your mind. Positive in is going to equal positive out, and your routine is going to help you develop your attitude. Hey, if you want to further today's discussion, go over to our community forum board. There is a link in the show notes below. Remember, you have to create a username and a password, and then when you have to log back in with that password to go ahead and comment on today's show or anything else that we posted over there. We always ask you to please pay it forward by spreading this podcast all over your social media sites so together we can reach this world and help others reach their potential. So go ahead, please spread this podcast all over your social media sites. Share it, tag it, whatever it is, we appreciate it. And remember, each and every morning, Monday through Friday, we put out a one-minute video. We call it the Words of Encouragement, and it's there to help you kick off your day in that positive attitude. You know that statement you need to make each morning? That's what the one-minute video is all about. Monday through Friday, you can get it over our YouTube channel, which is at Coach P, Jim Pusateri, all one word. There is a link in the show notes below, and make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. We have a book that we give out, free of charge. It's called The 5 P's to Success. We show you how to use the 5 P's to develop that mental toughness, that ability to move forward under pressure. You know, if you're struggling with something in your life or there's a topic you'd like me to talk about here, go ahead and reach out to me at my email, which is coachp@inspiringthem.com. That's coachp@inspiringthem.com. I'm the only one who will see that email. Hey, this is Coach P, Jim Pusateri, and my passion is helping others reach their full potential by showing them how to move forward towards success and teaching them the ability to be able to move forward under the pressure of life. And we all know life brings a lot of pressure. So how can I help you develop your mental toughness so you can reach your full potential? Reach out to us today, folks. Today's topic of discussion, your routine determines your attitude. Now get out there and move forward. We are pleased to announce our book, Mental Toughness by Coach P, Jim Pusateri. Learn the ability to be able to move forward under pressure. It is now available on Amazon or wherever you purchase your books. This book is so important because everyone experiences death, setbacks, and makes mistakes in life. But most people let those setbacks and those mistakes frame the rest of their life. This book is here to help you move past those mental blocks and to learn how to use the 3 phases of achievement to obtain the success you seek. The book is available on Amazon or wherever you purchase books in a paperback or Kindle version. And be sure to check out our podcast, Mental Toughness by Coach P, which airs every Wednesday, wherever you download your podcast. Let's have a great day and let's move forward.